Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Crisefo and McKeon are taking over. Jimmy G just had the limo drop him off. He's getting ready to produce the final 2 hours of this award-winning broadcast. Caserta will have an update here in about 27 minutes. McKeon just came back from hanging out with the rich and famous at a fundraiser in Manhattan. These guys are the best in the business. First seven-figure producers in the history of radio, and it's an honor to have them producing this show. If you're just joining in, maybe a game just ended on the radio, wherever you're at, you're in your car, just got home, you're listening on XM channel 206, XM Sirius channel 206. I've reached out to everybody across the U.S. and Canada, and off the Astros cheating scandal that broke earlier this week, where are you at on it right now? Baseball didn't handle this the right way. They, you know, pinning it on Hinch and Lunau and the manager and GM and Cora and Beltran, giving immunity to the players. It's not going away. It's just getting worse. So the question I'm asking you, did they handle it the right way? And what should happen now with immunity? And we don't know what the agreement legally is with the immunity with the Major League Baseball Players Association. But away from contracts, away from lawyers, the integrity, the cleansing of your conscience, that there aren't any Astros hitters who waited for the sound of the trash can, who don't want to step up and say, you know what, I was wrong. I was wrong to do it. That there are no Astros who said, I didn't do it. I told them I don't want to hear the trash can. I believe even with immunity and no players who could be cut, released, suspended, by telling the story, by having people hear those Astros players say it was wrong, I believe it's easy to move on. I really do. But I'll take your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. On Friday, another story broke where former Cy Young Award winner Jack McDowell accused Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa of having a camera-aided sign-stealing system installed when he was with the White Sox in the late 1980s. Now, McDowell said this on the Mac Attack Show, which is unbelievable radio on WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina. McDowell made his major league debut for the White Sox on the south side of Chicago in 87 and pitched for 12 seasons in the majors. He never played for La Russa, who was fired by the White Sox during the previous season before he came to Chicago. In that interview on WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina, where McDowell is coaching baseball at Queens University, he described a system that he said was put in place by La Russa. We had a system in the old Comiskey Park in the late 1980s. The Gatorade sign out in center had a light. There was a toggle switch in the manager's office, and a camera zoomed in on the catcher. I'm going to whistleblow this now because I'm getting tired of this crap. There was that. Tony La Russa is the one who put it in. He's still in the game making $500,000, you know. No one is going to go after that. It's just this stuff is getting old where they target certain guys and let other people off the hook. La Russa currently serves as a senior advisor for the Los Angeles Angels. He won 3 World Series titles as a manager, 2 with the Cardinals and 1 with Oakland. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2014. Angels have not responded to a request for a comment from La Russa. McDowell alleged in the radio interview on WFNZ in Charlotte that the next day's starting pitcher would sit in the manager's office, watch the catcher signals, and would alert White Sox batters with the light in the Gatorade sign in the outfield at the old Comiskey Park. I never said anything about the old system we had because once we got to the new Comiskey in 1991, I didn't know if there was one or not, said McDowell, who won the Cy Young Award in 93. There were rumors that we had one, but it wasn't as out there as the first one was, where they forced the pitcher who was pitching the next day to go in there and flip on the toggle switch and stuff. McDowell, a 3-time All-Star selection, also played for the Yankees, Indians, and Angels during his career, said pitchers used to be the enforcers if they suspected foul play, but stricter MLB rules today keep that from happening. You know how it used to be taken care of, McDowell said in the radio interview. They were stealing signs from second base. You just had the catcher call a breaking ball and then throw your fastball off someone's neck and just say, oh, you're going to keep trying to pick up signs, guys? What's it going to be? There's ways to go around it. Players could police it back in the day, but now if you throw a ball 6 inches inside, you're almost thrown out of the game immediately, and everyone wants to fight. Back in the day, it was like, you want to steal signs? Yeah, the helmet better be working right now. So you had pitchers, the next day pitcher. There's this code that I talked about in my opening Huge Opinion 2 hours ago. That, according to McDowell, and I doubt he's going to go on WFNZ in Charlotte, North Carolina, and lie. At least on the public record. So you wonder, how do these guys keep this quiet? And there's that unwritten rule, though. What happens stays in the locker room, the clubhouse, right? But that unwritten rule, that code in Major League Baseball, is the same code where you would turn on your manager and your GM, that Cora Beltran and AJ Hinch all are given the letter C as a cheater, as in Lunau, the GM, that your code of baseball would lack integrity or accountability, and you would watch other careers be destroyed. Now, some say, well, you know, Hinch and Lunau did it for the team to protect them. Well, you're the players when you're cutting this deal with Rob Manfred, the Major League Baseball commissioner. Where's your protection for Hinch and Lunau? Where is that? Don't, I know they're not part of the Major League Baseball Players Association, one of the most powerful. It's the most powerful sports union. I know NFLPA will thump their chest, but, you know, you play 162 games, you carry a lot of weight. But how can you go to the Bregman, Jose Altuve, and the Astros players go to a fan fest on a Saturday 5 days after this story broke. And how can you look at anybody, any fan, any media member, and know that your immunity for telling exactly what went on with this garbage can and video cost your manager and your GM their jobs? Oh, don't say they took one for the team, because baseball only suspended them for a year. Ownership in Houston fired them. I believe that one of these players will come clean. That they'll look at the money they've made, that their integrity, their reputation forever moving forward will be based on, will they stay silent? The doubt will linger forever. Look at the doubt on Bonds. Look at the doubt on Sosa. Now, McGuire came clean. Andy Pettit back in the performance enhancing days came clean, and it was easy for those two to move on. That's why baseball, if they were smart, they would have had Altuve, Rob Manfred, Hinch, these guys, nobody would have been fired. Baseball would have announced a five-year probation period. $5 million goes to Little League Baseball in the Houston area. The players, Altuve speaks on behalf of the players. It was wrong what we did. We would like to give our World Series share to local baseball, and we will give the banner. We will give the banner for 2017 to the Dodgers. Now, you would look at that, whether you're in the media or you're a baseball fan listening right now in Seattle or Maine or wherever, and you would say, that's the classiest thing I've seen. They owned it. They move on. And it's all taken care of. And then Rob Manfred announces that, I've talked with the Astros players in Major League Baseball. There will be no suspensions. There will be no firings. The manager, GM, and the team all are on five-year probation. If there is any stealing of signs, cheating, using video, electronic, imaging, whatever you wanted to word it, then there will be a one-year suspension and banishment from baseball. And then ownership could sit down from Houston and say, and we will fire or release anybody who cheats from this point forward. It's over. It's done. I watch so many people in sports and business just keep circling the wagons, and that never works. Oh, I know some will think it's working right now with the NCAA. Well, remember the FBI and the wiretaps, and these coaches still have their jobs, or LSU can have a cheating scandal during the fall on funneling money through Cancer for Kids fundraising. But you're not thinking about it because we're all watching Joe Burrow win the national championship on Monday night. We're all hypocrites. Media, you, as a fan, we're all hypocrites at one point or another. We've become so desensitized by not doing it the right way that we accept that and say, you know what? It's really not cheating. Ah, that booster had nothing to do with how good Joe Burrow was. Ah, that coach on an FBI wiretap and he still has a job. Ah, it's the government. They're out to get everybody. It's an indictment on this country about accountability, about just doing the right thing. That's why I don't draw political lines. I don't stand with people not doing the right thing because that's what my mom or dad or my brother followed when they were growing up. I like being around people and supporting people who do the right thing. Do it the right way. politician, musician, athlete, entertainer, somebody I listen to on the radio. Not garbage rumor mongering, but people who do it the right way and make decisions that are in the best interest of everybody. And Major League Baseball and the Astros didn't do it. And it's a hornet's nest, an avalanche. You can use any cliche, and it's not going away. I do want to spend some time taking your huge opinions. Join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Jimmy G and McKeon producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Caserta will have an update here in about 7 minutes. Asking you where you're at on this cheating scandal in baseball that just seems to be snowballing every day. The Astros actually had a fan fest. Who in marketing at the Astros had that idea? And you know what they're doing in a room. You know, we just got to go about business as usual. That's it. Fans don't care. Fans, just the media. I disagree. I think there'll be something here soon when baseball and Houston will get together and say, guys, this isn't going the way we planned. So I'll take your feedback at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Jason in California. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking the call. I think what nobody's talking about is where we should be going and where it should always be going. It should be from the beginning of time, ownership. You know, you can call. I mean, I think firing A.J. Hinch and the GM was a joke. You know, that was just pure trying to take somebody out. Yeah, maybe they were complicit. And although there's reports that Hinch tried to stop it and this and that, but whatever. But come on, let's face it. It always comes back to ownership. Ownership wants to win. Cheating's been going on since the beginning of time in every sport. And if you look all the way back in baseball, cheating is in the fabric of baseball, all the way back to the Black Sox scandal to, you know, I mean, on a fictional level, I'm rewatching The Natural right now, which is a great movie. And, you know, right there, you know, Robert Redford's coming up and he's this hot prospect and he strikes out the hottest hitter in the game in a gentleman's contest, and then he gets shot and he's out of the game for 16 years. Again, it's fictional, but it's still one of these things where, you know, cheating's been going on forever, but you always got to look back at the source, and the source is management. Baseball's done a terrible job of managing these things, and they overreact, and part of the overreacting, and you brought up a good point, leagues now can't police themselves. There's no more goons left in hockey because that's not allowed anymore. There's no more, you can't, my dad and I are getting ready for the playoffs tomorrow, and we were watching on NFL Network some of the Packer-Niner great battles in the late 90s, you know, when they were both going back and forth. The hitting in those games was unreal, and it was awesome. Some of it was borderline, but a lot of it was just football. And the fact was is that, you know, guys didn't run those routes anymore if they knew they were going to go across the middle and get their head taken off. And the fact is you can't do anything anymore, because if you do, then, you know, some mom might get offended in, you know, some state in the Midwest and write some article on Twitter or whatever it is. But, I mean, I'm getting kind of sidetracked, but I just believe that when it comes to these cheating scandals, ownership knows about it. Ownership, ultimately, what do they want to do? They want to win. And then what happens is that everybody starts deflecting. So anyway, great show, but I just think that you know, we need to look at the true source. Baseball's never going to cut off the nose of their owners. No league is, because that's where they get paid. So anyway, have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. That's why I don't get then why was performance-enhancing drugs such a big issue. If everybody, not everybody, but I'll say that 20 percentile says, oh, it's just part of the game this week in this conversation, well, then you can't have selective sanctioning. Let's go to Vince in San Antonio, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. Sorry, I might be in the minority, but I'd like to just bring up about 4 points. Number one, yes, the players should apologize because they're the ones who did it. But on the other hand, when Cora and Beltran left in 2018, the whole thing stopped because it was so ineffective. And the other thing is that why don't they investigate all the other teams and then decide whether this was really going on? And no, they should not vacate the series because it was only going on at some of the home games. It was totally ineffective. And, 219 is proof of that, that they had an excellent season and they weren't accused of any form of cheating.
Vince, thanks for the call in San Antonio. Appreciate your huge opinion. This is from Tyler Talk Sports back on November 12th of 2019. He posts some numbers on Twitter. The Astros won the World Series in 2017. Look at these postseason splits for the following six players. Altuve in the playoffs hit .472 at home, slugging percentage of 1.541, 17 hits, 6 homers, 12 RBIs. Postseason away for Altuve of the Astros, he hit .143. Slugging percentage cut in half. Only 5 hits, 1 homer, and 2 RBIs. That was for Altuve, home and away. Correa, home, .371, away, .211. Bregman, home, .273, away, .154. McCann, their catcher, home, .300 in 2017, away, .037. That's from the Twitter account, Tyler Talk Sports. And in 2017, from the starting nine tweet, Clayton Kershaw in the 2017 World Series at Dodger Stadium, 11 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 15 Ks, a 0.82 ERA. At Minute Maid Park in the 2017 World Series, 4 2/3 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, 2 strikeouts, and a 6.50 ERA. That same World Series where the trash can was there for the home games. Now, I know the Astros won that Game 7 in Los Angeles, but those numbers, home and away, 2017, come on. That's postseason. I'm not saying they did it every game. We don't know, and we're never going to know because there was immunity with the players. But they sold out their manager, their GM. All the manager, GM took it for the team. No, no. Beltran never gets to manage because if Beltran came in and managed, everybody would say the Mets are cheating, especially in New York. Are you kidding me? So I'll take your feedback, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America on a Saturday night, early Sunday morning, depending on where you're listening. Just got an update on UFC. Return, Conor McGregor, TKO's Cowboy Cerrone in 40 seconds. 40 seconds. UFC 246, welterweight main event. Baker Mayfield and Miles Garrett were sitting ringside. I think the boxing announcer acknowledged Garrett and Mayfield was sitting right next to him and didn't say anything. And so Graceffo, who's his next fight? I mean, you know, UFC, they needed him back, and that's why I think Dana White is smart, and he's back, and no one expected an upset, but what's the next big thing for Conor McGregor and UFC octagon matches? Who's out there?
Not really sure, but all I know is he plans to stay in divisions, Bill, as he said after the fight.
Man, was there talk he was going to fight Pacquiao? Was I reading that, too, that he might, for the big payday, go, and Mayweather's never boxing again, but that he might fight Pacquiao? Did I read that?
I don't know if you saw that. I don't think I saw that either.
There was
something. There's a chance that he boxes again as another sideshow thing, if the payday's big enough.
Oh, yeah. If someone's going to throw you $40-50 million, why not take it? And then he jumps back in the octagon and UFC 246 out in Vegas. I don't know. Was the crowd, were you guys watching it?
Yeah, we found a stream online.
So you found a stream, McKeon?
Yeah, I found a may not be legal stream.
Okay, that's nice. Well, why don't you just announce it maybe to 355 radio stations in North America, McKeon? Well, how'd the crowd react when it was over in 40 seconds?
Absolutely crazy. It looked like the place was wild, bouncing up and down like it was nuts.
Because it's the return of their UFC king.
Yeah, I guess so. And he was wild afterwards, too, when he was getting interviewed by Joe Rogan. They were going up, you know, he was going crazy, too. So it's one of those things where, like, the UFC's got to be happy right now because they got their guy back. They got their phenom back, you know?
Yeah, they needed some juice. They really needed some juice. So McGregor, TKO's Cowboy Cerrone, 40 seconds, UFC 246 out in Vegas. We have our huge question of the night. Two of them we'll throw at you now. Your thoughts on the Astros cheating scandal and who wins on Championship Sunday to get to Miami. I'm going Tennessee, San Francisco. I am. Who are you taking? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Let's go to Alan in Illinois. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Bill. Just two quick points here. One reason the players might be getting immunity in that cheating scandal is that it could be so widespread. If they didn't, there'd be no one left to play. And secondly, if everybody is stealing signs and know what pitch is coming, why are we seeing record numbers of strikeouts?
Well, it's not everybody, and thank you for the call, Alan, in Illinois. We're just talking about, a period where I don't think they were doing it last year. I don't. But we don't know because in the deal with Major League Baseball, and I agree with you, Alan, I think it was so widespread with the Astros after they found out they had to cut the immunity deal. But I don't care if you had all AAA players. You're not going to draw anybody, then the Astros aren't making money. So you're Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, and the ownership of the Astros. You can't fire the team. You have to fire your GM and your manager. And that, and where it drives me crazy, this baseball code means you have no integrity and you turn on your manager and GM, Bush League. Let's go to Kent out in California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, maybe you could help me further this opinion. What do you think if they had to forfeit 12 home games against their division rivals and they'd have to play them on the road? So they would benefit the teams that most got affected. They'd get an extra three games at home, and they would have to play on the road an extra 12 games, affecting the players and the ownership.
I like that. You know, I don't know why in cutting the deal, and thank you, Kent, out in California, that they just didn't pull the 2017 banner. Forget the other years. Forget what you did. Just yank it and set a precedent, and the Astros would say, the players, look, we're going to give it to Los Angeles. They're just so afraid, like, even Altuve today is confident, quote, everything will be fine at that fan fest. Bregman, while baseball made their decisions. They don't get, in today's world, you can't circle the wagons. You can't. You can't do it in politics, sports, music, entertainment, news, your local school, your local politicians. You can't do it. People just want the truth. That's it. And sometimes it's what you don't want to hear, but you just want the truth. You can deal with it, and you move on. Let's go to Rodney in San Diego, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, love your show. I was in the Marine Corps 6.5 years, and if you cheated, at some point people died. You know what I mean? The overarching theme for me of this whole situation with Houston, it's social, it's cultural. It starts at the top, filters down, whether it's the, you know, the general manager, the manager. These players need to pay for what they did, period.
And what is paying for it in your mind? So, Rodney, let's say you're the MLB assistant commissioner. You found out this story back when Mike Fiers' athletic story back in November. You investigate it. It's rampant with the hitting side of the Astros roster. What do you think should have been just punishment? Did we lose Rodney? And we lost him. All right, let's go to... And that's my question to you. What should have happened here? Well, what should have happened to the players? They have immunity, so I think there's no backtracking on this, even though it could be conveniently leaked. You want some sacrificial players here. People are demanding, why are the players being protected? Don't be surprised if there's a leak, and the buzzer thing was the first move, and all these current players and former players who are just irate. That's the same Players Association that got the Astros immunity, and you don't see this brotherhood of baseball players all supporting the Astros players. It's as far opposite of that as possible. Let's go to Matt in Houston, Texas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. How's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I just, you know, you've been asking and asking and asking, what do Astros fans really think? So I just thought I'd call in and give you our 2 cents.
Go ahead, buddy.
Do you know what the nectar of the gods is, Huge?
Nectar of the gods?
Yeah, do you know what it is?
I think I used to drink that in college.
No, it's Yankees fans' tears is what it is. And you know what? You know why the commissioner put that gag order on all the other franchises? Because he said, if y'all want this to keep going on, then it'll keep going on, and it'll be system-wide.
Nectar of the gods. All right, well, thank you so much, Matt, in Houston. Yeah, so we know that. We know why there is immunity. They were worried, but, well, if you don't give, if you go after the Astros, then you got to go after the Red Sox players who... from Apple Watches or whatever Alex Cora did, whatever else they did. You know, Beltran just was, you know, for him to be pressured to step down, you're in New York where MLB is headquartered, and if he's a great manager, they're going to say what? That he's cheating, right? McKeon, are you Mets or Yankees fan back in New York City?
Big time Yankee fan.
So you're a Yankee fan. What's Graceffo? Is he Mets?
Unfortunately.
So Jimmy G, why do you think Beltran was forced to step down before he ever managed the game?
I think it was basically the Mets caved under the pressure of the media talking about Carlos Beltran every day, and they were forced to make a move, and they decided to it was best to part ways.
How do you feel about Beltran being the only player from 2017 being called out by Major League Baseball?
It's wrong. And I think they either thought he was a big ringleader in it, which he probably was. But there are other retired players who were on that team that didn't get called out. Brian McCann did not get called out.
And I read his numbers. Remember, 300 at home during the 2007 postseason, .038, I think it was, hitting on the road.
Who's that, Brian McCann?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very fair to have one player that's retired get called out, and it's another player that's retired not get called out. I think it's very unfair.
And also, when we hear about this association, the MLBPA, Major League Baseball Players Association, do you notice that there's not one former player anywhere or current player supporting the Astros? Nobody. Nobody. No current player, no former player, all part of that baseball union. Nobody supporting them.
Well, it's, you know, it's a brotherhood in that like, they want to present themselves as we're a bunch of cheaters. But, I mean, for them to grant the Astros immunity, or the players immunity, they knew that if we grant them immunity, they'll actually talk to us. And if we don't, we'll get nothing, because the union will stop us from talking to them to begin with.
Yeah, but all right, if you have fires and you have data, and this is what they should have done, okay? And Jimmy G, always good to get your feedback. If I know it's out there and we try investigating, they don't talk to us, we're like, fine, okay. And they come out and they find, if nobody's fired, all right, go back to last Monday. If they find the franchise $5 million for video cheating, is this any story this week?
It's a story in that they got caught cheating and they won a World Series and they got fined $5 million and they got docked draft picks. But Jim Crane obviously upped the ante and fired everybody because he felt he was lied to. Now, was Jim Crane lied to? We don't know. Was Jim Crane in on it? The investigation says he has nothing to do with it. I'm primed to believe the investigation.
Right, and that's where I'm saying with Crane, and when they're suspended, and just that, how quick that flipped, was that a message back to the players, like, you know what, I can't fire you because we have a damn Players Association contract, or I would fire you.
Well, yeah, I think it was a punishment to the players, where look what you did. You got the general manager fired, and you got the manager fired, and it was basically Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran and a bunch of rogue players that did this. Now, if they wanted the signs or not, that's not applicable here. The fact is, they did it.
You know, and I do wonder too, and it's all delicate with lawyers and Players Association, that when Crane quickly fired Luhnow and Hinch, if you might not see some players traded or moved from the Astros, and that could be a sign. Without anybody, you can just see it, where ownership will say, trade this guy, get rid of him. I don't care what we get in return. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, and the funny thing is if, I think you were kind of hinting at it, if Jim Crane didn't fire his manager and general manager, would Alex Cora have been fired, and would Carlos Beltran have been let go? I don't know.
Alex Cora got a slap on the wrist for the Apple Watch video thing.
Well, he wasn't there in 2017 when the Apple Watch video thing happened.
Right, but I didn't hear about that story until the Alex Cora situation.
Alex Cora's punishment's coming. We don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Apple Watch thing. I go back to that, okay, with the Red Sox. I never heard about that.
That was in September of 2017.
But it never had the juice, or it wasn't a lightning rod for the media and people talking about it.
No, it kind of got swept under the rug, and it was funny because it was actually like they're using a piece of technology to cheat.
Yeah, and that's where you didn't try and make somebody a scapegoat, and that's what it looks like. My point is about timelines, and we could go back and forth a million different ways, Jimmy G. But what they did to Hinch and Luhnow and suspending those guys and not involving any players was a mistake by baseball. They should have just stayed away from that, had a massive fine for the team, and you wouldn't have the heat you have right now. That's it. That's my point. Your opinions, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.